Moncrief on News Talk.
In recent research undertaken by Ernst & Young, it shows that Gen Z people have a significantly different approach to finance than previous generations. But why is this? Will it make them more vulnerable in the future? Joining me now is David Looney, Financial Advisor Director at Alpha Wealth in Cork. David, how are you today?
Hi, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much. There are very significant differences in their approach. I get the impression, just when you look at all the stats, is one of the big things that's affecting this is property, isn't it? They're really a generation that are very, you know, it's going to be much more difficult for them to have property than previous generations, basically.
Yeah, that's spot on. I suppose you have this kind of maybe younger cohort, specifically the Gen Z and Millennials, as they're dubbed. They're coming out of college, very well educated. They're entering reasonably high paying jobs, but they're not really conforming to these more traditional expectations or milestones of, you know, raising a family, getting married, having a house, or say buying a house straight away. And because they don't have the same responsibilities, their maybe attitude or their relationship with money is vastly different to maybe, I suppose, previous generations.
And the kind of stuff you see, they're happy to jump job to job and spend their money on different things.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of trends in Alpha Wealth from younger generations. As you said, like, they're much more open to changing employments. In that EY study you mentioned, you know, a high percentage of millennials and Gen Z, they expect to change job, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times throughout their working career, where I think the perception previously was, you know, you need to find stable employment, you need to meet the mortgage payments, you need to have a stable income coming in to raise family and meet the bills. So they are just willing to maybe jump around, and maybe they see that as maybe leading to, you know, building up, working up the career ladder, or translating into higher remuneration packages, jumping from job to job as well, which in turn can kind of benefit them financially and personally.
Do you think, could they be onto something really? I know it's hard for a certain generation who are just died stuck in this pensionable job, and the most important thing is to get a house. Are they kind of, you know, ducking and diving and going with the flow and actually being quite bright about how they're approaching modern life and the modern job market?
Yeah, it's interesting, like, because we're seeing this kind of dichotomy where on one side they're a bit more open to treating themselves, more open to impulse buying, certainly more open to spending more money on, you know, traveling and health. But then on the flip side, they seem to be a bit more, I suppose, financially aware than previous generations, certainly more financially literate, and do place a bit more value on kind of longer term financial planning. It's something we've seen, as I said, here in Alpha Wealth, that kind of trend over the last couple of years with the kind of 20 to 30 group.
So would they be looking for the stuff like investment advice or, you know, financial advice in general?
Yes, definitely. Certainly much more open to investing, I guess you could say, but that because they see maybe the point in time where they try to get on the property ladder or raise a family. Look, we know people are buying houses a lot later. I think the average age is about 37 in Ireland. We know people are having kids later. So they're kind of saying, these things are another couple of years off for me. So now that I'm in this kind of, you know, relatively well-paying job, maybe it's with a multinational company, maybe there's a pension scheme in place, why don't I look for other ways to improve my current situation and my financial future by, you know, looking at investing? I'm seeing all of these kind of things online. Why don't I, you know, talk to a financial advisor? Why don't I, you know, join my pension scheme? They're much more aware of the tax they're paying, much more open to looking at ways to reducing their tax, which is obviously kind of leading into the whole pension discussion.
And are they being canny with this? I mean, is this a good approach to take in a world where houses, I think everyone would agree, are ridiculously overpriced? Is it a good way to go? Are they exposing themselves to risks of, you know, financial crashes or you know, a get rich scheme not working out?
Yeah, there is an argument to that, particularly with all the information online now and on social media. I suppose we've had quite a big rise in kind of, you know, financial scams around kind of things like cryptocurrencies. And I think people are much more willing to chase the get rich quick scheme, which might have kind of knock on effects down the line. Whereas maybe your previous generations were a bit more conservative. It was all about kind of sticking to the credit union. I suppose the counter argument to that is they didn't really, I suppose, you know, the impact of inflation on their kind of longer term savings, but certainly a bit more conservative in terms of kind of having the money there to meet things like, you know, cost associated with raising a family or getting on the property ladder or meeting household expenses.
Right, but for the previous generation, the roof over your head is the basic thing that you think, as long as that can't be taken away, all is safe. That's why we're so obsessed with property in this country. Once that's taken away, you're in a different... You're not in Kansas anymore, sure you're not?
No, that's right, yeah.
And they've been described as a global generation. What does that exactly mean, do you know?
I guess just because I suppose they're... You have so much information now on, I suppose, online and social media. I suppose the generation that we have at the moment, the younger cohort, the Gen Z and millennials, I guess they're the first generation where they've never really known a life without the internet. And just because they have so much easily available information, their kind of attitude to both life and money and finance might be very, very different to, I suppose, previous generations and what they perceive as, you know, valuable things is very, very different to the previous older generations.
Right. If they are then looking to socials for answers, surely that's a very dangerous way to proceed.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, look, as always, the advice would be to just be vigilant. As I said, there's a lot of scams out there. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. I suppose we are seeing much more openness to maybe reaching out to financial professionals now as well, which is good. And it is good to get advice. I suppose, you know, we're seeing a lot more, you know, people in their mid-20s coming out of college, getting their first job. And they're kind of saying, look, you know, buying the house is another couple of years. I'm now earning a good income. So I actually want to sit down with a qualified advisor and kind of map out this kind of long-term financial planning strategy and making sure that I'm doing the right things with my money and not making any mistakes. But yeah, it can be very tempting then for other people to see these things online, which can lead to big, quick gains. So there is risks, of course.
Right. You have to say they really are in such a changed world, aren't they? Even if you take the statistics on how many of them have degrees, 65% of 25 to 34 year olds now have a third level qualification. That compares to 38% of 60 to 64 year olds. That's a huge difference, isn't it?
It's a massive difference. Yeah. As I said, they're very educated and a lot of them going into reasonably high paying jobs. Yeah.
On top of that, living longer lives as well, far longer lives. And they're more kind of questioning, aren't they? They're more kind of skeptical about everything and asking, you know, what should I do? Not so much what should I do, but why should I do it?
Yeah, certainly, as I alluded to earlier, much more open to asking questions about, you know, tax, looking at the pay slips. What are all these deductions? Why am I paying this? Is there ways to reduce it? Is there ways to get more bang for my buck? You know, more open to shopping around, getting their money to work harder for them. Yeah.
Very good. These are the people going to be paying to look after us in the coming years. So I hope they make the right decisions, David. Thank you very much for joining us today. David Looney there, Financial Advisor Director at Alpha Wealth in Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.